Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 6, 2014. And Happy New Year's to everyone. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Again, Happy New Year's to everyone. I hope everyone made it back safe. Families are blessed. Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, and I thank you this new year for allowing us to make it through a good year last year. I ask you that you watch over us this current year. Bless our families, bless all elected officials, all employees of Jefferson County, all those that are fighting for our democracy. Ask these blessings, my God and Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's
say
the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll go a little bit out of order and we'll begin with an item under maintenance, which is item A, to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Stephen Andrus for his 22 years and 11 months of service to the Jefferson County Maintenance Department and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Andrus, if you'll come on up. We've got a little. Mr. Knight, if you'd like to go stand with him. Resolution reads, whereas Stephen Andrus has devoted 22 years and 11 months of his life to the service of Jefferson County, and whereas Stephen Andrus began his career with the county as a carpenter in the Jefferson County Carpenter Shop, whereas he is known for his expert craftsmanship, his talented work is displayed throughout the courthouse and throughout the county buildings. Whereas Stephen has demonstrated special talents and has maintained a positive attitude throughout his career with the Jefferson County Carpenter Shop. Whereas he was known for his kind heart, good nature, and friendliness, and has won the respect of his colleagues, elected officials, and other county employees. And whereas after this distinguished career, he has chosen to embark upon a much-deserved retirement, and we're happy for him, and we'll wish him well in his retirement, and he'll certainly truly be missed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County, Texas, join his co-workers and does hereby honor and commend Stephen Andrus for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement.
Thank you. I don't have anything to say.
Yeah,
I did enjoy my time that I did over here. I didn't have no problem with no co-workers and officials. We all loved each other and had a good time together. I appreciate everything you did for me.
Well, we wish you the very best.
All right, thank you.
Steve, best of luck to you. The last 9 years have been great in our relationship, our work association. You've done an outstanding job for us, and I know you did that even before I was around, but right. I've been very proud to know you and to know what kind of workmanship that you put out, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much, and best of luck to you and your retirement.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Right.
And there, you want to announce the retirement reception?
Yes. There'll be a little reception from 2 to 4 in the basement.
Already got it all set up for him. Angie's been decorating all morning.
Yeah,
yeah, I seen it. Yeah, she told me that.
I'll see y'all down there.
All right.
All right. Moving back to purchasing, one item is to A, to consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for inmate telephone service for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county auditor, we've got regular county bills under item A, check numbers 388825 through 388983 for the period ending 12/30/2013, and check numbers 388984 through 389115 for the period ending January 6, 2014. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, item A is consider and possibly approve Election Day polling locations for the March 4th, 2014 joint Democratic and Republican primary. If the Secretary of State approves the county's applications for countywide polling places for this election, all precincts will be allowed to vote at any one of these Election Day polling places. Have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I'm skip over County Commissioners to Risk Management. Item A is consider and possibly approve annual renewal of employer assistance program with Interface EAP at a flat renewal premium cost of $1.65 per employee per month effective January 1, 2014. Motion?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under District Attorney, that closed session will be moved to next week. It was an error on my part. Now we'll come back to County Commissioners. One item A, it's a notice of a public hearing and intent to consider creation of a county energy transportation reinvestment zone. The potential boundaries and requirements of a county energy transportation reinvestment zone is authorized by Section 222.1071 of the Texas Transportation Code. Number two, whether or not to create one or more county energy transportation reinvestment zones is authorized by law to promote one or more infrastructure projects to be located within the county to be funded by the CERTs. Mr. Gordy, would you like to come forward and tell us how we're going to go through this process?
My name is Dwayne Gordy. I am the Executive Director of Community Development Education Foundation. The first piece in the list of the process is doing a public hearing in which, you know, the public side, you know, let know that we are going to, you know, create the zone. I believe the article was actually posted in the paper. I got a copy of it from Fred not long ago. I think that based on some other confusion around the state we've seen take place, it's probably a very good thing that opportunity is there, because a lot of people are calling it a new taxing district, and it's not a new taxing district. There's not a new taxing structure of any kind that's associated with what the zone is. So I think that's an important thing that if the public has a concern, they need to voice. I think that if there is a specific infrastructure project the public may be aware of, that, you know, they need to have the opportunity to say, here's what it is. From the point you do the public hearing to you actually adopt the zones is 30 days. So it's basically open on the table for 30 days for comments to be filtered in through that span of time before the commissioners actually adopt the zone. So it's more than just the one meeting. It's the meeting to introduce it, and then that 30-day hold period to give everybody a chance to look and see what is actually going on before the commissioners actually adopt the zone. So that's the stage we're at this moment, is right there.
Okay. For the benefit of the public, we have in the last several years seen an explosion of oil and gas exploration activities within the state of Texas. The problem that has been caused for a lot of counties, including Jefferson County, that is a energy producing county, is that when you go to calculate the effective tax rate, you can exclude the value of new industrial improvements and other structural improvements, but you have to include the value of new minerals in your calculation. That was having a particularly detrimental effect on the finances of a lot of South Texas counties, where their tax rate was actually forced down because of the value of the minerals, and at the same time, their roads were subject to a lot of damage because of heavy trucks that were oil field trucks traveling on their roads. So they were having less revenue and more maintenance and repair problems. To rectify that somewhat, the last legislative session, the legislature provided, $225 million in funding for energy producing counties. One of those counties is Jefferson County. We're allocated approximately $1.2 million. And in order to collect this funding, to work on our roadways that are impacted by oil production activities. We have to create a transportation reinvestment zone, and we have to go through a public hearing process in order to do that. So this is an opportunity now and for the next 30 days, if anyone has anything to say about the creation of a CERTS, County Energy Transportation Reinvestment Zone, the microphone is open.
And add one thing to that, Judge. That's potential for more than the $1 million that was allocated, because other counties in the state, of the 254 counties in the state, some are not applying for the funding, so it gives us an opportunity, and we have to do this to even be in the game to apply for it.
Correct. Any member of the public? Anyone? All right. Is there anything further that we need to accomplish today, Mr. Gordy?
No, sir. I provided to the engineering department a checklist this morning that actually has the next stages, which is the project lists and all the criteria we've got to have for the projects to be on the application. They got that earlier today, so they should be in a position that they can start working with y'all in identifying exactly what all we want to put in the application.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. All right. If there's nothing further, then this hearing is closed, and that completes today's agenda. Is there anything any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I'm not sure if we gave Steve an opportunity to introduce any special guest here. Did you have anybody that you wanted to recognize that came for your retirement? They came in, I think a few folks came in a little bit late, so they may not have been here for you to when we did the presentation.
Thank you for being here. Very good. I'm sorry that y'all missed the reading of the resolution, but he'll have it hanging on his wall. We'll have it framed here.
But he has to build the frame for it. Yeah. Oh, pretty good thing, right?
Well, if nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you.